From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Monica Smith is consumed with school, work, and so many extracurricular activities she can't keep count. People find it surprising that at 17, Monica keeps straight A's, works, and participates in sports when they find out what she's gone through. She currently lives with her grandparents in Higginsville, Missouri. Producers Greg Kendall Ball and Alexandra Olgan bring us Monica's story as part of KBIA and the Columbia Missourians' My Life, My Town project.
Which way to go? Okay, I'll just go this way. Oh, we can go this way.
Because I was so young that I knew everything that was happening, but I didn't. Like, it didn't really make sense. Like, when I saw my dad's friends come over and then everybody went to their bedroom. And I was left alone in the living room. I was just like, okay, they just have friends over. No big deal. And like, I had no idea that they were all in that bedroom getting high and stuff while I'm trying to watch Jerry Springer or Barney or whatever is on at that time, Lion King. I don't know. The newspaper said that they had a meth lab in the basement. Whenever my parents went to prison, I went to a foster home in Higginsville with one of the cheerleaders, her family. My mom went back to prison, and my dad went to a halfway house, and then I lived with my grandparents again, and that's where I am now.
Father, we're thankful for this day, for this wonderful time together as family.
Whenever I seem to tell, like, teachers or, you know, older adults, whatever, my story, I usually get the reaction of, wow, are you sure that's you type of thing? Like, I can tell in, like, the look on their face, they're like, how does a kid with that kind of background get to where they are now? And all these years look at me like, why do you get straight A's? You know, why is all that happening? Why don't you get bad grades and act like a fool like everybody else? And I don't really know besides the fact that I don't like any of that. I've never done it. I don't want to because I've seen what it's done to people. I want to grow up and go to college and have a successful life, and I don't want to sound mean when I say this, but do better than my parents did. I've seen their mistakes. I don't want to do the same thing. I feel like growing up around it and, like, growing up and then growing up mentally afterwards helped me better. I kind of want to be, like, a psychiatrist or psychologist, or there's a difference, and I'm not really sure what it is, but somewhere around there, because I like listening to people, helping them with their problems. Maybe, hopefully, inspire other people.
Stay tuned to KBIA to hear more stories like Monica's in the coming weeks. You can also visit mylifemytown.org, where you can watch more than a dozen short documentaries on teenagers in rural areas. From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening.